Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Beings Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central here on Crowdcast. And that way you can become part of the conversation that happens at the end of the session. But whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of Wisdom Wednesday. What is wisdom? Well, wisdom is not knowing more. It's knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotion, your senses, your images, and your epiphanies. Yes, indeed. Open up to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the heart and human consciousness. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. And each one of those is going to be followed by a minute of silence where you are invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, rest. These are our watchwords, our signs for practice. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or a short phrase that you hear. Reflect. Take that opportunity to just meditate with images and thoughts. Or respond. You can respond in any kind of way you like, by journaling, by prayer, by body movement. Rest. Just to simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. We will close with a spiritual practice that I like to share at least one a week, and then we'll enter into a group dialogue. Now, today's theme is one of my personal favorites. I love to talk about this theme of Trinity. And tonight I can see that we have Judy joining us. She's joined us in the past before, but everyone take a moment to say hello to Judy in the chat section and welcome her to our live session this evening. Now, with an open heart and a calm, centered presence and a gentle breath, let us begin. The three persons of the Trinity relate by living with an eternal self-emptying, which allows each of them to let go completely and give themselves to the other. They are simultaneously loving and totally lovable to one another. And the Trinity affirms the relational loving nature of reality, as Richard was saying in our opening video. When with the Trinity, we realize God is that perfect giving and the perfect receiving, which makes communion. It makes extravagant generosity and humble receptivity and unhindered dialogue. They all become the names of being. And God, well, God is the deepest flow of life itself. It is relationship itself. And this deep flow is really the pattern of the whole universe. Yes, love is the very pattern with which we start and the goal toward which we move. Love is the very nature and shape of divine being. And it is the ontological ground of being itself. We can even say that love is the air that we breathe. We can't really even describe it. We can only live it and breathe it. And we are created in communion. We're created by communion and for communion, which is the image and likeness of God that we speak about on Sunday nights. So with God as Trinity and Jesus as the face of God, it is a benevolent universe. God isn't someone to be afraid of, but is the very ground of being and is on our side. And I love this image that God is like a circle dance, just moving in love and inviting us to participate. As we heard earlier, the Trinity has real practical and pastoral implications. And the Trinity is what perfectly illustrates this dynamic and interactive principle of three. Yeah, so the Trinity was actually kind of made to order to demolish the dualistic thinking that we have and to really open us up to that contemplative level, to that non-dual level. So we might even be able to say that the Trinity reveals the foundation, it reveals the shape, reveals the core, and it reveals the energy of everything. And whatever is going on in God is a flow. It's like a dance. And God is not just the dancer. God is the dance itself. So we can ask ourselves, can we step into the dance? Yeah, because this Trinitarian flow is a circular rotation of life. It's mutual participation. And the circle dance broadens as we are invited to join in and even have this, what we can call participatory knowledge of God. So the Trinity is a doctrine that helps us understand, hopefully, with time, the very nature of God. You see, God is a centrifugal force. It's flowing outward and then drawing us and all things back into the dance. And God creates in our image, after our likeness. Thus, we can say that there's a family resemblance between everything and between everything and the nature of the heart of God. As we will hear a little again later, is that even science has discovered that energy is actually in the space between atomic particles, between planets and stars. It's in the relationships more than in the particles. That's why we need to learn how you connect. So friends, you are invited to enter the dance and to discover this deep divine relationship too. So take a moment in the silence to resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. God will rejoice over you with gladness. She will renew you in her love. She will exult over you with loud singing and dancing as on a day of festival. It is in the divine community that dancing symbolizes the creative flowing movement of love in action. And as an extension of divine extravagant grace, infinite love, and unfathomable benevolence toward the world, God invites us into the sacred space of divinity and urges us to join this mystical, non-dual, contemplative, eternal dance. So you too now become responsible for sharing the flow of love with others. I hope you can see how this doctrine of Trinity is not just about a distant God, but it is about a movement into and through you and out of you as you. Because as we participate in this divine communion of love, that's where we work with God to bring all things back to God. And out of this urging desire of love, we are invited to join in as partners, raising us into the presence of God and sending us back into the world to invite others to the divine ball. And everything flows out from God. And in this divine dance, God brings all things back to God in choreographed compassion. God exists with us, in us, and through us as the divine life flowing through all things, circling and dancing and creating and redeeming, reconciling and restoring as our partner in the work of transforming the world. We don't merely watch the dance. We dance the dance. You can even think of the love flow in this way. We all have movements where we know that a big life is happening in us, that's Holy Spirit, that this big life is happening yet beyond us, that's Father, and also this big life is happening as us, and that's Christ. And the Trinitarian life flows between us, thus every aspect of our lives is something that we can allow, enjoy, and steward. Where are these churches, I wonder? Trinitarian theology offers us the understanding that we are being guided and we are participating in this great, wonderful, wondrous mystery. And our yes, just like Mary and Jesus's yes, is crucial. It matters. Because God doesn't operate uninvited or undesired. You are a part of this flow, this dynamic energy. And this flow, this dynamic energy, is the origin of our notions of grace and of an abundant universe. Despite what society might be trying to tell us, there is divine generosity at the center of everything, and you can live this Trinitarian mystery yourself. Trust love, trust communion, trust vulnerability, and trust mutuality. We like to call that interbeing. To always seek to be in relationship. Whether it's finding little ways to serve others, or to serve people who are sick or poor, or people that can't pay anything back. Outflow, 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 outflow. And friends, know that our hearts have been given to us so that they may be handed on. That's the Trinity. And we'll begin to know ourselves inside of this. This is the mystery that we call love. So trust the flow of the most natural, dynamic, and positive energy that's actually, it's already flowing through you. And it always, always will feel like love. So take a moment and practice now to resonate, reflect, respond, rest. What more can we say about this holy mystery of love in the short time we have tonight? God is God as Spirit Sophia, the mobile, pure, people-loving Spirit, who pervades every wretched corner, wailing at the waste, releasing power that enables fresh starts. Her energy quickens the earth to life. Her beauty shines in the stars. Her strength breaks forth in every fragment of shalom and renewal. From generation to generation, she enters into holy souls and not so holy ones to make them friends of God and prophets, thereby making human beings allies of God's redeeming purpose. And what we can say is this, that Sophia God dwells in the world at its center and at its edges, an active vitality crying out in labor, birthing new creation. Does that sound like Romans 8 to you? And her signs are fire and wind and water, and she tends to wear the color purple. God is God as Sophia's child and prophet who reveals the shape of holy wisdom's love for the whole world. It is a love that enters in and takes part, that revels at the feasting of outcasts in inclusive table communion. Let me say it again, reveals, revels at the feasting of outcasts an inclusive table communion. That is one way in how you connect. And Sophia God is irreversibly connected with the joy and anguish of human history. In the flesh. Whatever it is you feel, whether you want to call it negative or positive, feel it, because it is a gift to have this whole range of emotions and sensations that you can feel. Experience them. They are all part of this wonderful mystery of God. And God is God as unimaginable abyss of livingness. And this is an absolutely holy mystery of love. It's bent on the world's healing and liberation through all of history's reversals and defeats. And so it empowers you that any time you experience a reversal or a defeat, you know that God is inviting you into the dance. And all you have to do, baby, is dance. So let's step into that now and resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. Friends, a spiritual practice I'd like to share with you this week actually comes from Richard Rohr, the sign of the cross. And he is inviting us into a deeper experience of the Trinity through this conscious and embodied practice of the sign of the cross. And although I didn't grow up Catholic, I did have a neighbor friends that were Catholic, actually Roman Catholic. They were from Italy. And I have to admit, I was probably more interested in the girl next door than she was with me. But I ended up going to Catholic Mass quite often when I lived there and learned the sign of the cross, but I didn't learn this deeper meaning. Yet I always valued it because it is a body practice, and we all need more body-based spiritual practices, and this is a simple one for us to start with. So first you place your right hand on your forehead and you say, in the name of the Father. And it's funny because the Trinity is precisely that which we can't understand, yet we begin with this attempt to understand by touching our forehead. And then we make a vertical line down our body to our gut or belly and say, and the Son. Now, Jesus the Christ is the one who makes visible this eternal invisibility. And that's what we believe, that this invisible God became visible in the person of Jesus, right? It became manifest, physical, body-related, embodied, incarnate. And then after you draw the vertical line down your body, something you can experience a little bit in your head, but a little bit in your heart, and maybe mostly in your gut, then you draw a horizontal line across and you say the Holy Spirit. And because the Holy Spirit is precisely the connection, the communion, the relationship, that flow of life and love, that's what has created the whole universe. And we never dared to give any personal form to the Holy Spirit because we knew it was talking about relationship itself. Instead, we have used many images for Holy Spirit instead of a name like Father or Son. But the images include like the dove, fire, wind, flowing water. Richard likes to emphasize that these are all dynamic images of interaction, of connection, of relationship. They're not static and objectified. And he likes to put it this way too, that whenever you feel connected, that's when you are in the Holy Spirit. He says that, I think one of his shorthand definitions of the gospel is that, you know, it's not about being correct, it's about being connected. But whenever you are disconnected, like through anger, judgment, hatred, or cruelty in any form, you're not in the Holy Spirit. You're operating outside of that in which you were created. You're separate from. So let this sign of the cross be a body prayer. You don't have to be Catholic. You don't even have to be Christian, right? The loved, the lover, the loved, and the love itself. Because we really can't understand it. We can just allow it. We can only allow that flow, that energy, that dynamism, that vitality. We can only allow that love. And we'll know when we're there. And that's how we'll know when we're living in the Trinity. Or we'll know that we're acting as a separate you and me, standing on the side of life instead of living it. Now, before we say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners and enter into our dialogue session here in Crowdcast, I do like to just periodically share, you know, what the format of Wisdom Wednesday and even our Sunday night coalesce sessions are. That what I share, I have to say, in excess of 95% of what I share are words directly from others. Probably more than 90% from Richard Rohr and his colleagues. And instead of sharing it with by saying who said this, you know, during the reflections, I just share the credits at the end, so you'll know the sources for all that. I kind of look at it as a musical composer is the metaphor that I use. I take pieces from this sheet of music and pieces from this sheet of music, and I rearrange them in a different order and share that with you. I will, as always, share the credits at the end. And thank you all so much for being present to that and receiving it and being part of it and participating in it. Okay, and with that, let us say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners with our nightly reminder that love is the way and that you are love. So stay awesome and be love. And we hope to see you again soon, wherever you show up, YouTube, podcast, or here on Crowdcast Live. Thank you all.